It was never going to be easy. The Juno Assembly received a wish list of 26 projects, totaling about $120 million. But as it only projects about $47 million available over 5 years, there were going to be disappointments. The city manager's office recommended borrowing through bonds an additional $10 million, but a majority of members shot down that idea. Here's Assemblywoman Debbie White.
I believe that the things that we buy should not be put on credit.
The majority agreed, and the bonding idea was scrapped. That still left $47 million for $120 million worth of requests. Here are the highlights of what voters will be asked to support. Grab a pencil. $19 million for water and wastewater infrastructure and general building maintenance. The downtown swimming pool and Juno School District each were allotted $5 million for maintenance. There was $4.5 million for Centennial Hall upgrades, and the airport would receive $3 million for federal matching grants for improvements. IT upgrades, the Affordable Housing Fund, Rainforest Recovery Center, and the recycling program each were allotted $2 million. Rebuilding Aurora Harbor would receive $1.5 million. City parks would get $500,000. At that point, the Finance Committee had run out of funds. There was nothing left for helping the community build a new Juno Arts and Cultural Center, commonly known as the JAC. The nonprofit Juno Arts and Humanities Council had requested $5 million towards the estimated $26 million project. Assemblyman Lauren Jones proposed raising the hotel bed tax from 7 to 9% to allocate $1.6 million toward a new JAC. Not everyone was on board.
I have absolutely no appetite to raise the bed tax. None whatsoever.
That's Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis.
I disagree with the philosophy that you tax people that don't live here more. As an owner of property somewhere else, I can tell you that they tax me a whole lot more because I don't live there, and that's baloney.
In the end, the initiative passed 6-3 with Mayor Ken Kelch, Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis, and Assemblywoman Mary Becker opposed. A staff-written proposal on raising the hotel bed tax to help fund a new JAC will be brought before the Assembly at its next meeting. It would still have to go before a public hearing and be approved by voters in October. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.